The Sentai Review, episode 159, Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
In the digital domain, evil doers may appear. When trouble starts brewing, a superhero will appear. Superhuman Samurai. Superhuman.
Oh, poor Adam. The blunt of the dick jokes, as far as Zords.
Look, okay, so for anybody who doesn't get the reference, I turned on YouTube in between and realized that Gaijin Goomba had put out a new Witch Ninja where he literally gets Johnny, a.k.a. Adam, from Power Rangers to join him to help shed some light on the frog Zord. Because basically, compared to all of the other ninjas and their animals, literally the frog is the only one that actually is truthful.
Truthfully, like a lineage within ninja stuff.
Yeah, within the ninja mythos, it's the only one that's legit.
Not like a gorilla can be.
Right, exactly. Exactly. So it's one of those things where I was like, nope, I gotta watch this because we're doing Power Rangers while. This is going to be on. It's kind of ironic and weird. Excuse me. Well, not so much ironic. It's just very, very coincidental. Either way, there's still no Bill here.
And also, one thing we've got to do in the last one. Scott Action Jackson.
Seth Lovell Sario.
And Contact.
Hey guys, I know you're about to get your podcast on, so I'll be quick. If at any time you feel like dropping your own opinion into what we're talking about, head on over to FandomNight.com and all of the contact information for every single one of our shows, including the one you're about to watch, is there. Alright guys, I'll leave you alone.
Okay, so from... change from one mouse to another.
Don't worry, I'm still going over Facebook
stuff.
Oh, hey.
Yeah, they revealed the cast for the Beast Morphers, and they dropped a trailer.
Nice.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the trailer wasn't dropped in the Sentai Review. Anyway, we are going into the Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
I know this show.
Yeah, a lot of us do. And, this is based off of one of the Gridman series, if I remember that right. One of the seasons of Gridman or whatever. Something like
riding
that.
Riding on cars. Wheelie, 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 wow.
So, let's start this with the first picture. Hopefully I got this right.
Okay, there we go.
Yep. Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad with an S for cyber.
Yeah, alliteration, duh. It's quadruple S, bitch. It's a pimp named Slickback. You gotta say the whole thing, like a Tribe Called Quest.
Next. Oop, wrong way.
Too far.
Yeah. So yeah, here's the main Ultraman kind of guy.
Yeah, which is the reason why it is. I always got him confused. I mean, truth be told, he is very, like, Ultraman-esque.
Yeah.
I mean, the only major difference is he obviously has, like, Mega Man X armor. It's true.
Yeah.
And Future Scott, put him side by side.
And also, that he actually fights and stuff in the digital grid like a...
Right.
Like the Mega Man NX.
Right.
NT,
like,
yeah.
Yeah, well, the NT Warrior, yeah.
But yeah, he's more or less got a red underneath. Mm-hmm.
His aesthetic is he's mostly red with a little bit of black for the accents. After that, all of his armor is either like a white or a silver.
Silverish gray.
With kind of like a gunmetal blue type of like accent. And then, of course, the helmet itself looks exactly like a... it's literally, it's like a Gundam helmet. Like, if you took a Gundam helmet, you put like a gem in the center of it, literally much like the fucking RX-78... or even if you go into like Wing Gundam, like, you know, the Wing Zero Gundam.
I was going to say, with the way the gem is in the center of the forehead along with the little spike up, it kind of reminds me a bit of a Guyver.
Yeah, it's kind of true.
A bit. Just with the shape overall, but.
And then, of course, the glowy yellow eyes to show that he's crazy.
Well, he's
oh,
like,
wait, that's an anime trope.
He's got glowy yellow eyes. He's got some glowing on his arm and the chest piece, like a Iron Man. I think this character's name was Servo.
Actually, that sounds about right. It's been many moons since I've seen it, but yeah.
Yeah, because I think one of the first VHS tapes was like To Protect and Servo or something like that.
Sounds about right.
Next.
I just remember I'd run it from the video store every now and again.
He's got a shield and a sword.
And a sword?
Sword. Next. Uh-oh.
He's got to ask some questions.
Yep. I wonder if it can change into a gun as well.
I don't know. He might pique your interest with the way that the end of the axe looks.
Yeah. Next. Oh, this is him
transforming in the...
Yeah, this is him taking off into the cyber world. Yeah. Okay, next.
Pardon?
Yep, there's a little flying.
Soda.
Flying as Superman. He's doing his Superman thing.
Everybody does. It's been a trope since Superman started doing it way the fuck back in like the what was it, the 30s or the 40s? Or was it the 20s? I don't know. Either way, ever since fucking Superman originally fucking hit the pages, fucking running past a train holding a car. Like, it's like, my people need me now, and he lifts up his hand and flies the fuck away.
Next.
Fucking because.
Oh, look, it's one of his, assistants.
I don't remember that, but it looks fucking sweet.
Yeah.
Actually, surprisingly, it looks like they appropriated that from the set of a very specific movie.
Which one?
Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. Dun-dun-dun-dun-dun-dun. The Terminator. Like, it kind of does. Like, the more that I look at it, like, they busted off the giant jets that were on the side at the front. It's literally, it's one of those stupid jet planes that you have to fight in every Terminator game that pisses you off. Because they fucking kill you dead instantaneously. And it's like, mother... I didn't even get but, like, 2 shots on this bitch and I'm already dead. What the hell?
And this is on easy mode.
Yeah. God damn it. Terminator versus RoboCop.
Next. Oh, another jet.
That one doesn't look as cool.
Yeah, because it doesn't have...
It's reminding me of the fucking terrible pterodactyl we had. I forgot about that thing for obvious reasons.
Yeah.
Although, don't get me wrong. I mean, it does still look a hell of a lot cooler than the pterodactyl does, but... Yeah.
Next. A motherfucking T-Rex.
Eh.
Ish.
I mean, he's got cannons for days. Cannons for days? Cannons for days.
Because why not?
Of course.
Next. I'm guessing this is him with some of his armor?
Yeah, that's him with the dragon thing that we just
saw.
Oh,
the dragon ship armor?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, like, I vaguely remember that. I think the ships would come down to assist, and then if he really needed to, like, they would break up into armor pieces to help him.
Much
like everybody's most hated and my favorite Mega Man game, Mega Man 7. If you get the entire Rush armor, Rush will come down and literally go over Mega Man, giving him the ability to fly and throw his fist around, which is an almost one-hit KO for basically everybody.
Next. You think this is from the T-Rex or from that other jet?
It's a rhinoceros from Spider-Man.
I was going to say, the weird thing is, as far as Rhino and Spider-Man, it's kind of upsetting that the only one we've seen on the big screen is a guy in a tank armor.
Right. Well, I mean, you can't really get away with the fucking dude wearing a costume who's supposed to be big and buff as fuck. Because if they do it that way to make him big and buff as fuck, it's either they spend a shit ton of money and CGI the fuck out of him, which is a shit ton of money, or they take, like,
a wrestler or somebody.
Right. They take somebody like fucking Batista, and then they put fake foam muscles on him, so he's got muscles on top of muscles on top of muscles, or even some douchebag like Stephen Amell who already has the muscles on muscles on muscles, but now they have to find a way to make him even fucking bigger. And go from there. Like, it's like the Juggernaut from fucking X3. Like, how do we get away with the Juggernaut? Oh, we just find some dude and put a big ass fucking helmet on him and make him say, "I'm the Juggernaut, bitch."
I mean, that didn't quite work in X3, although it looked better. The Juggernaut did look to me, it looked better in Deadpool 2. It looked more like the Juggernaut we should know.
Spoilers.
Dude, just because it hasn't come out on Blu-ray and DVD
actually
yet.
It is. It's out on Blu-ray and DVD.
I thought that it was just Infinite War.
No.
That one was out next week.
No. Deadpool 2, it's out. Like, when Hannah and I went to go hang out with Shane and Amanda last weekend, we stopped off at Walmart because we were going to try to dye her hair purple. So we stopped off and we picked up some hair dye, and literally I forgot to go get her some vitamins because her legs keep getting all fucked up.
So they must have released it Friday then.
Yeah, it's been out for like at least a week now.
Because Tuesday's when Infinite War came out, and they didn't release Deadpool 2 then physically, so.
Yeah, no, they had digital copies, and then they also had like legit actual DVD and Blu-ray shit sitting there. Hmm.
Weird.
So, I don't know, unless it was just, like, the Walmart by your house didn't have it, because, like I said, this was the one over here, and, like, literally, like, right up the fucking street type of shit.
I was going to say,
like,
with,
by my job.
With a bad track record that the Walmart and Pegan has of selling stuff early, I don't know if that's the case for every Walmart.
That's true. That's true. Either way, next.
It's
Optimus Prime, huh?
Optimus Prime Servo.
I'm sorry. I never gave a fuck about Transformers until it came to Beast Wars. And then I kind of enjoyed it. Keyword there is kind of.
Yeah, I liked some of it. When it got too CGI animation, then I was like, ooh.
Which, like, the one where they get back to Megatron, and then they're still, like, the animal people, and then, like, some of
More or less when it got to, like, Beast Wars and looking like Reboot.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what I was talking about. Yeah, no, Beast Wars, I fucking dug the shit out of. Like, it wasn't until, like, they switched it over to being, like, the late 90s, early 2000s thing, where literally, like, they tried to make them, like, actual realistic, and they couldn't transform anymore if they were the animals, and then all the robot people were just, like, weak-ass, didn't transform, hardly worth a shit. Like, literally, like, the McDonald's Happy Meal toys, like, explained it all, because, like, all they would do is there was, like, motorcycles that would drive around, and then when they transformed, they literally spun on one wheel and, like, popped up and literally went from being like this to being like this. I was like, wow, that's some weak shit.
Next.
Kia!
check out that weak-ass Doomsday wannabe.
That's Doomsday and Godzilla.
Space Godzilla.
Yeah, Space Godzilla and Doomsday had a baby.
Ooh! That had to be uncomfortable as hell.
Well, it's got to be a female. It's got crystal titties. So, they're condoning female violence. Don't get mad at me. I'm making jokes. We got to be entertaining somehow, goddammit. I gotta stop letting my fucking ADD take over. I keep watching the same fucking redneck hillbilly walk up and down the street like he's looking for something.
Next. Okay, he's fighting two monsters. He's got one by the horn, one by the...
I don't think he's fighting. I think they're doing a little bit of some something-something, because...
No.
He's kind of holding on to the one's horn a little awkwardly.
And then he's got, like, the sword axe on one's neck.
Yeah, but that one also looks like he's fucking... damn it, what's the guy's name? Not Nightmare, Astaroth. So he's kind of like a big BDSM dude.
Yeah, he looks like he's enjoying a little too much over there on the left.
Right?
Next. Oh. Here's the main bad guy.
Oh, hey, look. Hey, look, it's the Super Shredder.
Kinda.
Why has he got a weird sword? Doesn't the Super Shredder use his claws on his hand? And doesn't he, like, get killed by, like, knocking over posts?
By being a fucking idiot.
Why are they in Candyland? Why do I ask questions? I should know by now. Don't view that plot hole.
Next. Tim Curry as the voice of Kill Count.
Oh, God, I forgot about
that. Yeah.
Because I remember, like... There was the one thing where, like, his quote, best friend or whatever, like, it's his best friend or his neighbor or some shit, like, hasn't quite figured out that he's the guy who's running around saving, quote, saving the internet, but he's still controlling the bad dude, but then come to find out, like, he was only being controlled by the bad dude.
I think the kid was kind of bad already.
Right,
or a bad attitude, at least.
Well, no, because, I mean, I clearly remember, like, the kid trying to be, quote, like, sadistic at one point in time. Like, literally, he was like, oh, yeah, no, how's it? Yeah, no, all right, no, get going, all right, thanks, bye. And as soon as the dude left, like, he, like, tilted his head down, like, tilted his head down at a 45-degree angle and, like, angry eyebrows and this fucking intense stare and, like, soon we shall know what's wah-ha-ha type of fucking shit. And it's like, that's kind of creepy. But at the same time, I was a kid, so I don't remember. It might have been creepy for the time.
Next.
Extreme close-up!
Okay, maybe not that extreme. Next.
Hail Hydra.
This is my monster I will send into the cyber world.
Oh, yeah, no, that's what it was. Now that I'm looking at this, basically the kid was like a henchman. Like, he wanted to take over.
The kid was just like a computer guy.
Yeah, he was the computer guy who basically helped him send the monsters and shit. And like, yes, my master, I will help you type of shit.
Yes, we will make those people suffer.
Yeah, that type of shit, yeah. It's coming back slowly in bits and pieces. Kind of.
Next.
I'll get those repressed memories back.
Matthew Lawrence was the main actual guy.
Yep.
Who some people might recognize from the movie Sidekicks, I think? The one with him and Chuck Norris?
Fuck if I know.
Yeah.
I just remember him from doing a whole bunch of other horseshit, like random, like, made-for-TV Disney movies and shit like that.
Yeah, a lot of these kids have done
that. Future Scott, 30 fucking made-for-TV Disney movies.
30 fucking slots on the movie maker.
Right.
Next. Sam, who controls Servo. Yep.
Yep.
Yeah. This is real exciting, isn't it, folks? Just having two people.
Of course.
All right, next. And here's his buddies, pals that help him with the other accessories and stuff in the cyber world.
Yep.
We got a jock, we got a fellow nerd, we got a cool chick, I guess. Not one of the ditzy or...
Right, exactly.
Really cool, but more like a mellowed out chick. And... Yeah. Next. Here's...
The guy that helps, I remember that motherfucker.
Because he was usually wearing, like, black or dark colored clothing.
Why do I always go down these fucking rabbit holes?
What, are you looking up that one?
Yeah, I'm looking up fucking dude's IMDb.
The Martin Lawrence?
Yeah, Matthew Lawrence.
Matthew Lawrence. Martin Lawrence. Yeah, right.
Well, yeah. Damn, he did a shit ton of horror movies after a while. Probably had to get over the fact that he was in, like, fucking every goddamn...
Disney movie?
Well, no, not even that, but, like, Disney every TV. Fucking kid movie and TV show. Because he did this. He was in fucking Boy Meets World, which then later when they rebooted it into Girl Meets World, you know, of course he shows back up, you know, fucking all the movies with his fucking brothers, you know, fucking shit like that.
Next... Oh, look, it's the servo toy.
Yep.
I actually remember getting this toy at one point.
I remember a friend of mine had it at one point in time, and it wasn't bad. Uh-oh, Scott, you're going to have to blur that lower right-hand corner.
What?
Zoom in the lower right-hand corner.
I see it. It's Deke.
Says Dick. I'm sorry, I'm thinking of a dumb fucking internet video. Fucking somebody made fun of this. It's not worth the explanation.
I was going to say, if we want to go into Deke, we can go into Deke with other stuff, especially with apparently there's like a Sailor Moon version of Deke.
Deke version of Sailor Moon, yes.
Wow.
Yeah, there's a lot of shit like that.
Anyway.
Fuck, that's right. I forgot he was in that.
Which one?
Tales from the Dark Side. The weak ass version of Tales from the Crypt.
Oh
yeah. Okay. Only he was in the movie and not any of the actual show.
Next. And yes, they had some of these thrown onto the DVD already.
Yeah,
in different volumes
that.
And stuff, so.
Well, of course, it's back to the old nostalgia of, you know, 90s TV shows, because you want to get your kids watching the same thing you did in hopes that they'll turn out the same way. But
well, at least watch some of your stuff that
you
watched.
Yeah, some of it. I mean, granted, not all of our cartoons were great.
Oh, yeah. Next. All right. Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad. That was it? Huh, okay. So,
sorry, I'm still stuck living in fucking... the purgatory that is some of the old cartoons and shit I used to watch when I was a kid.
Hmm. So...
I don't want to do the Mario. I don't want to swing my arms. Anyway.
do the Mario. Swing your arms from side to side.
Like I said, not all of them were winners.
Not all of these episodes are winners. What are you talking about?
That's true. But at the same time, that's because I was 90s fucking TV.
Yeah, there was a lot of weird shit in the 90s
They couldn't always get away with, you know, making sure that all of this episodic shit actually worked out properly. Especially considering the fact that some of it, the over arc, is actually episodic. But for the most part, it's serial as shit.
Oh, you mean when there was some episodic stuff?
Right. Like when you get Green Ranger Part 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, Green with Evil 1, 2, 3, 4, and 5, and then the very next episode is, up, there's Tommy. Hi, Tommy. We're really glad that we introduced you. Now we're going to go fight random pig man for the 13th time. You want to come join us? He's super easy. Just kick him in the snout, and when he opens up his mouth, shove a dumpster in there. He'll fall over dead.
Well, I
don't know why Rita keeps using him.
I was going to say, when it comes to like some weird 90s cartoons, wasn't there like a Yo Yogi that had some weird ass shit?
I don't remember.
It didn't even have a like overall story, but it was just some random stuff in, with animals in a mall.
Look, considering the fact that they made a fucking Dumb and Dumber cartoon and marketed it to kids, and the same block as good shit like Reboot, and Reboot kept getting fucking censored by the fucking, you know, Coalition for Children's Rights, Parents Activist
oh,
shit,
wait,
there's not enough Jesus and praying in schools.
No. Careful, there's too much cleavage from Dot Matrix.
Yeah, that type of stupid horse shit, where we can't show off that she's a female other than give her what they refer to as a pixelated uniboob. And, like, maybe a little bit of some fingernails to show that she's a girl.
Oh, careful, that other villain's showing too much cleavage now.
Right, like, shit like that, or fucking worrying about, like, other stupid horse shit, like, oh, God, what was the other big one that fucking made me laugh hysterically?
What, show?
Yeah, there was a show from... Well, Animaniacs always fought with the censors. Tiny Toon Adventures, there was a couple of episodes that fought with the censors, and one of them was hilarious because they did a Tales from the Crypt joke, which is funny because the guy who ended up doing the voice of Buster Bunny, because the guy who was Buster Bunny, like Buster Bunny changed voice actors 3 times. I can't remember who the first one was. The second one ended up being the same guy who ended up voicing the Crypt Master from Tales from the Crypt, like the actual Crypt Keeper. So that's why he does the Crypt Keeper voice in the parody of them doing Tales from the Crypt. And then Charlie Adler came in and ended up doing it like near the ass end of the run of that show, which Charlie Adler you know better as Cow and Chicken and Red Guy from Cow and Chicken. Fucking Charlie Adler's much like Johnny DiMaggio and fucking Billy West, they've been in fucking every goddamn thing. Like Robbie Paulson as well, like they've been in fucking every fucking thing. But yeah, like and of course Charlie eventually, like, he still does voice acting shit, but he does more directing now, like actual voice directing, because who better to direct you than somebody who's been in the fucking biz?
Yeah, kind of. I mean...
Well, for voice direction. Like, now, don't get me wrong. For movies, not always so much.
Yeah.
But somebody who's done ADR and, you know, fucking, you know, the actual reading lines and shit, like, who better than somebody who's done it for years? You know what I mean? So, either way.
So, how exactly do we rate... Since this is more or less Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad, not just Servo.
Well, I mean, truth be told, we do it the same way that we always do. We just... Plus, thumb through the photos real quick.
I was going to say, that's going to be weird to rate all this, I mean...
Well, that's just it. We do the entire thing as one, because all of it is based off him. So, like, the armor's in that, like, that's, but, you take the good, you take the bad, you put it all together.
But Superhuman Cyber Squad was based off of Gridman, so if we were going to rate it, we had to pull the stuff from Gridman, not Superhuman Samurai Cyber Squad.
That's very, very true, because usually we go with the actual original when we rate that shit, not the actual American adaptation. Usually that comes later when we go into the actual DVD reviews. So this is going to be a little bit more difficult. I say we do him as a whole for right now. This isn't going to be an exact score. This is going to be a, hey, here's based off what it is we saw for this episode.
Actually, let me go over to one of him, of actual him by himself without him kicking or anything. If I can find a clear one.
There we go. I mean, the suit's not bad. The legs work out. The arms work. The shoulder pauldrons work. The fucking armor on his chest works. The helmet works. Again, he's supposed to be like a knight motif kind of thing with that. And then at the same time, I'm getting very, very, very strong Mega Man vibes from him. The suit does not look bad. Like, it looks more like it's a leather as opposed to, like, the fucking spandex spankies that we're used to seeing from Power Rangers over the years. You know, where Kamen Riders or shit, where, you know, it started out as, like, one material and then kind of moved into cheaper shit so that way then they could do other shit. Like, clearly this budget was a hell of a lot better because they focused on him and him being the only one. There's not fucking 30 of him. There's him. So they can make him. It's like the original Masked Riders. Like the original, like, Riders.
I gotta wonder how much of this footage that they used for the Superhuman Cyber Squad was actually made for that.
Or I did say Masked Riders, didn't I? Fuck, Kamen Riders.
But it's like, how much...
Damn, I went back into shitty shows from the 90s.
But how much of this footage and images were actually used just for the Superhuman Cyber Squad, and how many of them were actually used for Gridman? That's the real question, because remember, when we were watching this stuff, we probably didn't know.
Right.
We probably couldn't tell.
We couldn't. Is it one word or two? No, it is. It's two words. Gridman, Hyper, okay, there we go. Well, here's this one. So if you compare that to that, that's literally exactly the same fucking thing.
Okay.
The only major difference is in this photo, he's literally like holding up his fist and
he's
shining.
He's charging
like
up a shot or something.
Yeah.
Which so, I think he did in the Superman Cyber Squad too, but still, right. we'd have to try and do this with like a Gridman episode, so.
Oh, shit!
What?
Apparently there's a Gridman anime that's being the
oh yeah
one
I remember
from 93
I remember
to 94 I guess they put it up on Crunchyroll.
Yeah, I remember in one that's of the comments shit. One of the comments on one of our videos said, "Yeah, you guys should cover the Superhuman Cyber Squad since they're doing an anime based on the Gridman." It's like, okay.
Yeah, I was about to say technically there already was one. I mean, if what I just read is to be believed, it was. Unless, of course, that was just like a quick summary, but even so, yeah, according to that, there was one that was done back in like the 90s, but then again, I could be wrong, because I'm just flipping through photos, just so that way then I could see if there was any major well, there's a slight difference, but...
I mean, should we just save the rating for...
Yeah, well, I mean, because apparently that right there is what they refer to as Gridman Sigma, so I'll save that and send it on over to you.
Like I said, should we just wait... And hold the rating until we get to Gridman?
I mean, if you want, we could do this as just a, hey, we're touching base on this, just to get something out of the way.
I mean,
just
we touched
hey,
base on the American version, so...
That's true. Okay, so you know what? We'll do this as... We'll do this as... Yeah, we'll do this as, hey, this is we're just touching base with this then. Because we'll come back when we get to Gridman and that we'll
yeah.
Get back on over and do shit.
Even though probably I had to look up to see how many Gridman shows that there were, how many seasons.
This
and
motherfucker
stuff.
Still is not answering his goddamn phone.
What, Bill?
Yeah. Like I'm kind of hoping he's okay, but at the same time, like I'm figuring it's probably just like some dumb horse shit, like. He got home and fucking all hell was breaking loose, and he was like, fuck it.
Well, so the NXT kickoff has started now, too, so...
Fuck. Okay, yeah, because it's fucking 5 o'clock. Shit, and Shane's stuck at work. Are we going to your place for that, or are we just going to do, like, I take you home and then we'll watch it separately and do a Skype later?
We can probably just do a Skype.
Okay, fair
enough. You know what? Actually, probably don't even need to talk about this on here since we're still recording.
It don't matter. I mean, we got to kill time, and sometimes talking Jobber Wrestling Corner's fun.
I was going to say, if anything, we could probably watch it again, and then just record tomorrow morning or something.
Oh, fair enough. Like, go home, watch it on our own, and then just, like, cut the episode when we get over to Shane's tomorrow.
Or just Skype it tomorrow morning or tomorrow early day.
Okay, no, fair enough. Yeah, we could do that because then that means we can go home and get on this here Elder Scrolls Online, which Bill's probably in there playing with Jeremy right now. And he's being a douchebag for not being in episodes. Love you. You're a dick. Sounds like me talking to my cat. You're a dick and I love you. My cat is such a fucking fat piece of shit. Either way. Yeah, I think that's this episode. Let's fucking, much like my dick, let's wrap it up. Because we got places to be in. Ha ha! Sex jokes.
Hey guys, did you like that podcast? If so, remember to check out FandomNight.com. At FandomNight.com, you can drop a line to this show, or you could check out other podcasts as well. We cover all kinds of topics, everything from comic books, wrestling, movies, TV shows, video games, animes, mangas. It's outrageous. We seem to have a podcast for just about everything, and you have access to it just by going over to FandomNight.com. So check it out, guys. We're going to get out of here.